This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to earlier this week. They include a number of arrests from over the weekend. You're thinking, those out-of-towners. Well, most of them from Cody. So they include a 42-year-old out of Cody arrested on a warrant. 23-year-old Cody man arrested for open container speeding and DUI. Also a 26-year-old out of Cody arrested for public intoxication. And a 21-year-old from Cody arrested on illegal possession of a controlled substance. No driver's license, no insurance, and obstructed driver's view. He had a goat on his hood.
A bumper sticker that said, "Kiss me, I'm stoned." Right across the windshield.
Also, traffic stop on Canyon. Driver warning, failure to signal. Warning issued. So, thinking it was late at night, they probably thought he was drunk. Now, this is about 9:30 in the morning. So, I guess they're going after you for not using a signal. In Powell, that's part of our driving. That's how we drive.
The charm of Powell.
Yeah, that is part of it. So, property loss. Yankee Car Wash. RP lost a canvas backpack with a laptop and cash. Disposition informational. Putting your cash into your backpack, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And then with your laptop. Then you got to go wash your car. And you leave it on the hood. And I'm gone. Assist other agency, Cody Law Enforcement Center. Stolen vehicle from Campbell County, possibly heading to Cody. Vehicle is on a U-Haul dolly trailer being pulled by a GMC Sierra. Might be coming through Billings. Left Sheridan. Disposition. See, okay, so we're going to keep an eye out for it. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's see. Citizen contact, fireworks complaint, Riverview Drive, vacant lot next to the above address, shooting off fireworks. We're still celebrating, Russ. It just takes us forever to get through our fireworks, I guess.
So, bought too much.
Yeah. Got a little tired on July 4th. It's, we'll light the rest off on the 10th. So, disturbance, KOA, car driving behind the KOA, playing their loud bass, disturbing campers. Again, turn the bass off. So, disturbance on Alger. Let's see. Argument, unable to locate. Drug-related on B Street. RP says the above, there's an individual which is known to sell and use drugs. Disposition, assistance given. I think he has a tattoo.
He take out an ad?
Yeah.
I saw his ad. He's known.
Yeah. Disturbance at the recycling center. RP states a 30 to 40-year-old female acting strange and making noises. Disposition. Assistance given. I guess noises that 40-year-old females usually don't make.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. No. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know what kind of... It's a noise. And it's bothering the recyclers. How can we recycle if she's making noise?
So, maybe she's got a squeaky wheel.
Yeah. Disturbance, Mountain View Drive, apartment across from RP. A male is yelling. So, doesn't say what exactly...
at the sky? At someone else?
We don't know. Motor vehicle crash, West Park Hospital. Formerly Cody Regional Health. Black Dodge Journey. Bumper was ripped off. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Yeah, when you go out to your car and you see your bumper has been ripped off, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't like that at all. So.
Well, and I like this guy. Somewhere, at some time, there was a bunch of suits sitting around a table. What are we going to call this one? Journey.
Journey.
Yeah, Journey. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, after my favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, intoxicated subject, 14th Street. RP says there's a man near the intersection that's walking around stumbling and only has one shoe. Wearing shorts, one shoe, no shirt, red hair and red beard. RP doesn't know the direction of travel, disposition, see case. So, and then he's, I'm sure, looking in a circle for his shoe. Wait a minute, didn't I have a shoe?
Could have swore I had two.
I got my beard comb. Where's my shoe? Let's see. Dogs. Welfare check on Blystein. Alley behind Blystein. Male laying face down with a bag, wearing blue jeans, white T-shirt, and sleeping. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Just curled up in the alley, Ron.
Darn you, comfortable alleys.
I know. They
can't resist.
They're plush in coating. So. It's a check out our beauty rest alleys. Ready report Moose Alley Lodging. I'm guessing Moose Valley. Again, the alley. Nice. Female driver intoxicated when left, hit the curb. Driving a red Subaru with 22-piece luggage rack on top. Disposition, gone on arrival. So she pinballed away. So fraud-related, Walmart. RP needs an officer to take a report due to a MoneyGram scam. Disposition, CK. So we're going old school with these scams now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I've got a MoneyGram.
Some shady character comes up. Say, haven't you heard about gift cards?
Yeah.
Well, that's the latest.
Yeah.
Scam.
Trespass complaint. Jubies. RP would like speaking officer regarding having a female listed below trespass, disposition unknown. Oh, she may be unknown. Trespass complaint, Big One Avenue. RP in the lobby said subjects had a pizza delivered to a location, although the apartment is vacant. Disposition, assistance given. So I'm guessing that they broke into the vacant apartment. I'm peckish. Let's order a pizza.
I know. Let's play a joke on the pizza guy.
Yeah, this will get him.
And we'll be across the street by afternoon.
Drug-related.
There's nothing on TV.
Drug-related, Big One Avenue. RP says there's a strong smell of marijuana in the area. Disposition unable to locate. Cops went out there, nose up to the air, checking it out. Nope, there's not. Parking problem, Robert Street. RP states numerous vehicles that blocked the sidewalk by parking on it. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, obviously, they're trying to park between the lines, but the guy who did the lines put them on the sidewalk. So, guessing. Maybe. I doubt that. Oh, let's see. Next day. On to the next day.
Oh, wow.
Motor vehicle crash. Fraud related. RP states someone used her debit card in Billings at an ATM. Assistance given. I guess they found out who was doing it, and they haven't made any arrests yet. They say it's some women from Florida.
Oh, geez.
And they actually have actual credit cards that they will use their scammer, and they had some local people going and taking small amounts of money out at ATMs, like at gas stations and stuff. So that's just weird.
I hope they're smiling for the camera when they hit the button.
Yeah, when somebody from Florida says, hey, go get money out of this, maybe you should probably rethink that.
Okay? Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Suspicious activity, Cathcart Medical. RP states a male is sitting back by the dumpster. Assistance, Kevin. So don't want him there. That's our dumpster. Let's see, animals, miscellaneous assistance, Canyon Avenue, RP rented an Airbnb, would like to speak to an officer about it. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Not a good place, I guess.
There's no air.
Motor vehicle crash at Western Six Gun Motel. RP advised vehicle just hit the building. Disposition. Geez. Citation issued. Well, you probably have an argument. The building jumped out first. So there's a story. It was the one out of Casper yesterday that said a man drove into the building. Alcohol believes to be what the problem was. Okay.
No kidding. There was a lot of detective work there.
And down at the six gun, he could have swore he heard somebody yell, "Gah!"
Yeah. Animal Call, KOA, RP states, dogs are not being cleaned after and fighting each other for food.
Jeez. Oh,
that's just a wild campground over there, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a... They've gone feral over there at KOA. So, fraud-related, Walmart doesn't say exactly what they were doing. Could be somebody just getting some gift cards, Russ. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the IRS needs to do some gift shopping quickly.
Yeah, and that's, at Albertsons at least, they have the people who say, you're falling for a fraud. Maybe you shouldn't do it. We'll get a cop up here. Walmart, it's like, oh, yeah, you need more gift cards? Here you go. We'll help you out with that.
So. Well, then there was the case, too. This was before Mr. D's at IGA.
Yeah.
That... a person was filling out a money order, and they said, "Ma'am, we believe this is a scam." They actually called the police and came down. They tried to tell her it was a scam, but she insisted, and off she went. Never did hear a resolution on that one. I'm assuming she lost her money.
Unless she did get a bunch from a Nigerian prince, Russ, and then lived happily ever after.
Did you see the meme? It was a stack of money, like billions of dollars, and it was some Nigerian prince had died, and had penned his letter that, he's been trying to give away this money for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody will take him up on it.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Or don't rouse Tim if he's sleeping in the alley over there at Aldridge's. So, anyway, appreciate Cody Police Department with today's Police Blotter Report.